The Three Edwards by Thomas B. Costain. Copyright 1958 and 1962 by Thomas B. Costain. This book is read by David Case. The Pageant of England, 1272 to 1377. Book One, Edward the First. Chapter One. A proper king is crowned. 1. The Crusades were running down like an unwound clock. For nearly 200 years men had been suffering and dying under the blistering sun of the desert, without gaining any lasting results. Only the hold that saintly King Louis of France had on the hearts and minds of men had made another effort possible in this year of grace 1270. And the fact that he had again unfurled the flag with the gallant cross brings to the fore a young man who was to play a very great part in history. Prince Edward, heir to the throne of England, had taken the cross at once. He was granted a subsidy by Parliament, and on August the 11th had sailed from Dover with a small band of zealous Englishmen. King Louis had taken his army to Africa earlier with the intention of striking into the Holy Land through Egypt. Edward's wife, the lovely Eleanor of Castile, had also gone ahead. When the little English fleet arrived off Tunis, the prince learned that the great French king was dead. The blood burned fiercely in his veins when he was told that the son, who had succeeded him, had decided to abandon the crusade, and was taking back to France the army his father had raised. "By the blood of God!" cried Edward in a fine Plantagenet rage. "Though all my fellow soldiers and countrymen desert me, I will enter Acre with Fowin, the groom of my palfrey, and I will keep my word and my oath to the death."